The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, James and Betty share how God used a personal tragedy in their lives for the good of others.
We have found that if we can comfort someone else with a broken heart, it gives us a tremendous sense of joy.
My tears changed to tears for those that are hurting besides just us, James. And then I thought, what a hope it can be that we can reach out to others that are hurting and bless them.
Learn how your own heartache can be transformed into compassion for the broken. Coming up next.
I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to this very special program. Betty just prayed that somehow we could be a blessing to you. And I don't even think, and some people have said, James, you're a pretty good communicator. I don't think I could communicate effectively enough just how much the two of us want to see your life blessed, because the Father we know, our Creator God, He wants the very best and the greatest blessing for all of us. And here's one of the things we've discovered, that if we can bless someone else, we experience an indescribable blessing.
Right.
And you know what we've heard from people that watch us? That one of the greatest joys they experience in their life is joining with us, blessing others, and blessing people that never dreamed anybody would even notice them or care. I want to share something with you that I think is very, very important. One of the things we observe where there's a tremendous need to reach out and touch someone and bless them is when they've suffered heartache, they've suffered a loss, and oftentimes it's not only perhaps the challenge or loss of their own health or someone in their family that they're in a real battle with, but they've actually lost someone they love, and oftentimes very unexpected. Now, that happened to me and to Betty. We lost our baby girl, our daughter. We lost her at 40 years. We had the joy of watching the glory of God on that beautiful girl for 40 years. And Betty, there's never a time now that we go through someone's birthday in the family, and she was great at celebrating everybody's birthday. She had three children, so when we come through those three children who are now married, and so we have those three children's birthdays and their spouses, and now our daughter that's in heaven has two grandbabies, and we now have, in total with all of our grandchildren and their spouses, we have seven great-grandchildren along with our 11 grandchildren. But Betty, when we lost our daughter, Robin, had it not been for the love and the blessing of the prayers of people who watch us, the indescribable comfort that came our way, we have found that if we can comfort someone else with a broken heart, it gives us a tremendous sense of joy. And for me and Betty to say to you, you lightened our load. You became a shelter for us and a comfort. That has to be an encouragement to you. Our viewers, Betty, really seem to enjoy us becoming someone's miracle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever we drill water wells or we feed the hungry, but boy, I'm telling you something about water wells that give people a chance for life. Would you agree that when we have experienced this burden of the loss of our daughter, that it has enabled us to have even a deeper desire to bless someone else and lighten their load with the love and comfort of God?
Absolutely. And, you know, James, I think of the time after we lost our daughter, all the tears that we shed. And then as the months went by, precious God and how He wants to help us in our hurt. He began to heal my heart, and I began to, and I would still weep, but my weeping changed from just weeping over the loss of our daughter to weeping over the hurt of others and those others that are losing their precious little ones or their children, just like we did. But my tears changed to tears for those that are hurting besides just us, James. And then I thought, what a hope it can be that we can reach out to others that are hurting and bless them. And that's what we do through the mission work.
Well, you know, there was no question in my mind, there's not a viewer that watches us anywhere in the world that had you known the perfect cure. And of course, you were praying, and we know God can heal immediately, and we certainly believed Him for that. But there wasn't a single one of you that watched us and knew what we were going through that if you'd known you had a cure, you wouldn't have come. Well, let me just say this to you right now. We're praying for God to heal your broken heart. And we're praying for God to heal the broken heart of those around you, and you become a part of that healing process. Well, you know why we have a prayer line is to pray with people who just need someone to lift them up. But Betty, here's the thing that right now I think is so very important to all of you who watch us, and you rejoice with the fact that you can get loving arms around someone who feels like no one noticed. We are right now drilling water wells that become the miracle cure for so many who are challenged with contaminated, disease-ridden water that is robbing them of their precious children. Recently, some of these mothers were asked if they'd ever lost a child. Now, Betty and I lost a child. Broke our heart. No way to describe it. The joy of helping someone else find comfort is a source of strength, encouragement, and joy to us. I want you to look and see a tremendous need, but please hear this. We're going to be the perfect cure. You know what, Betty, you and I have decided to do? This is the first time we've done this. Betty and I are going to give a well right now. They're $4,800. We're going to give a well in honor of our daughter, Robin. And I can't help but think there may be many of you who'd say, you know what? I want to honor someone that blessed my life or someone that is with the Lord. I want the necessary healing that we have in our own life that comes only from God. I want to be able to share that love and healing with someone else, and I want to be able to give them the miracle cure to stop the cycle of death. I want you just to look in at this scene in Cambodia, and I'd like for you to ask God to let you sense what's going on there, and then say, God, can I be the miracle? And yes, you can. Watch closely.
Is there anything more miraculous, more precious, than God's gift of children? Remarkable and sometimes confusing little versions of ourselves, yet so incredibly unique. We plan, sacrifice, stress, and pray over our decisions, over their decisions. All that we want for them and the legacy we hope to leave. There's a breath of immortality in those generations that follow us. But that all assumes those generations don't end with us. In Cambodia, what we encountered floored us. Mother after mother, who because of something as basic as water, had lost child after child. Contaminated water, filled with disease, their only source. In the villages we visited, it became harder to find mothers who had not lost a child to contaminated water than it was to find one who had. Our children are supposed to outlive us. These mothers have lost more children than the average American has even brought into this world.
Con slap moi. Con nhom slap ah moi.
Of all the things we as parents might struggle to provide for our children, it's unlikely that clean water is ever one of them. Why should it be any different for these mothers?
Well, I tell you what, I got to be honest, it's just tearing my heart out. That little girl at the end that just looked up, I just wanted to pull her up and just hold her. We want to help you. I wanted to hold every one of those mothers and say, can you just sense a comfort? And then when you think about losing so many, Betty, it's just that the deal is that we can stop it. We can give them water. It's not wishful thinking. It's reality. And can I just say this to you? Can I just very directly communicate with you, please? We told you we're going to... Boy, Robin, we miss you. I don't know with that cloud of witnesses if our daughter ever looks in. But I'd be really happy if she heard that we're drilling a well that just in just this $4,800, it's just thanking God for the memories and just the joy that you brought into the world. And I believe many of you are going to do that. You say, you know what, I can give a well in honor of somebody that's with the Lord. It may not have been a child. It may be a loved one. It may be someone that blessed you. You may want to give an honor of someone that's just been a blessing in your life. But we're going to drill hundreds of wells, and we can't drill a single well unless we drill them one at a time, and they're supported by people who drill the well because they're able to, and I believe you'll do it. I believe you'll do it in honor of someone that you are grateful for the precious memories of or the impact they've made on your life even now, and you'll tell them, I'm giving a well with gratitude for the blessing you've been in my life, if they're still here, or in memory of that precious person, whether they're a family member, a child, a parent, a sibling. But I pray you'll do that. And you can simply go and get your bank card or write a check, make it to Life, your giving life. Go online or call the number and just say, I'm going to do it. But please listen, not everyone can give a well, no matter how much you want to, but you could give in honor of someone, honoring their memory or the blessing they've been to you. Give a gift of $1,200 and pray that three others will join you, or $2,400 and one other join you. And please hear this. I have prayed from the time we went on television and we said we want to touch the suffering. I pray that everyone watching would at least give a cup of water. They would do something. Did you know that $48, now think about this, $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life, $144.30. Think about that. That's the truth. It's a miracle. Could you do that? And by the way, if you just said, I can give a cup of water, and just make whatever gift you can, would you dial that number? Would you go online? Would you call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail? Or would you put it on a bank card and use that bank card like a check? Betty, I am praying, and we're just going to pray right now that every person watching will simply do what God put on their heart. And I'm telling you, you're going to become many people's miracle.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life is the answer to a mother's prayer to save the lives of her children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Praying Women, How to Pray When You Don't Know What to Say. In her new book, Sheila Wall shows you how to reignite your conversation with God to become a strong praying woman. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Power of Prayer Bundle. This bundle includes a cozy throw blanket adorned with words of the Lord's Prayer, a decorative pillow cover, as well as Sheila's book. All three are encouraging reminders of how there's power in your faith-filled prayers. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
In the driest regions of Africa, there's often only one place to find water, deep underground. So deep, in fact, that it takes two people a full week of digging to reach it. Well, despite their efforts, these hand-dug wells aren't deep enough, and the water remains unclean, causing widespread illness from waterborne diseases. And recently, we learned of another danger we did not expect. It's an unimaginable tragedy, a mother's worst nightmare. And yet, the reality surrounding Mercy and her family, the utter lack of safe water sources, demands that they live with the risk.
I don't want one more mother to go through, you know, what Mercy has gone through. But this is something that you and I can do something about. This did not need to happen. And that's why we're here. She's not asking for a lot. She's just looking for a place to send her children to actually get, for the first time in their lives, clean water.
We will give them a water source with your help that they won't be having to put a heavy bucket down to try to pull up. You know, our daughter that we're just talking about giving a well in Robin's honor, her little girl, when she was three or four, fell in the bottom of the pool. Nobody knew it happened. It just happened in just an instant. And when Robin got her up off the bottom of the pool, it appeared she was dead, and Robin resuscitated her. And in the Care Flight helicopter, the attendant said, somebody needs to pin a medal on you, lady. I mean, you deserve a medal. So our daughter that we lost to death nearly lost her child. And Betty, what we're asking all of our viewers to do is what, you know, we're doing in honor of Robin. We're gonna drill a well that is really dedicated to Robin's precious memory. And boy, you talk about her children used to meet us running with little bags of money to help us take care of people, reach out to the poor and the suffering. And her son now, Chris, is preaching as a branch church of Church on the Move. It's in Broken Arrow where he grew up and where Robin moved when she was married. And I'm telling you, the memories are precious. We can be the miracle that stops the death cycle for these mothers. And I'm believing every viewer is gonna help us.
I believe you will too. I just have to comment real quickly on watching that mother talk about her precious daughter that had probably gone more than once with a bucket and a rope, putting that bucket down in the well, that well, that diseased water that they had to have to survive a day nearly. And probably what happened was that she tried pulling up that water bucket. And if you ever carried water in a bucket, it is very, very heavy. And that precious little daughter probably lost her balance and fell in and drowned. It breaks my heart. That aside, James, which is very tragic, they're drinking that water that's killing their precious babies that they so love. Please help us make a difference in that. Let's drill the wells for them.
She was going to get what is essential for life, and it cost her her life. And the sad reality is, if she gets it and they're able to get that contaminated water, so often it starts a very painful death process. I am not exaggerating in the least when I say to you that we can right now become the miracle in those villages, hundreds of them, by drilling one well at a time. If you can drill a well for $800 in honor or memory of someone you love or who's blessed you, please do it. Or you can give a part of that well and pray others join you. But the majority of support to drill these wells comes from people who give $48, and that gives 10 people water the rest of their life. That's how it breaks out. $144 gives 30 people water for life. I believe you can give a cup of water in Jesus' name. He says, if you give a cup of water in my name, you will not lose your reward. That reward begins with the joy of knowing you became the answer to someone's prayer, and you became the miracle they longed for. Please do what God's leading you to do right now. We have gifts to say thank you that will bless you and magnify the Lord. But you are giving the greatest gift of all. You're giving life because of the love of God. Please go online or dial that number and use your bank card as a check or write a check. Make it to life, but tell us you're mailing it in. Thank you so much.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life is the answer to a mother's prayer to save the lives of her children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Praying Women, How to Pray When You Don't Know What to Say. In her new book, Sheila Wall shows you how to reignite your conversation with God to become a strong praying woman. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Power of Prayer Bundle. This bundle includes a cozy throw blanket adorned with words of the Lord's Prayer, a decorative pillow cover, as well as Sheila's book. All three are encouraging reminders of how there's power in your faith-filled prayers. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
These are just some of the diseases and ailments that nearly a billion people are exposed to every single day, because their only water source is contaminated.
You know, if you were thirsty in Africa or in many of the remote parts of the world, you'd walk up to a stream like this and say, oh, I've got great water. But what you don't realize is in this area alone, thousands of people got cholera, serious severe diarrhea, many people, it cost them their children.
Our mission teams have seen these water conditions firsthand in several countries around the world, and they have ministered to families whose lives are torn apart by sickness and death simply because they had no other choice but to drink contaminated water.
And they can't do anything about it because it's all the water that they have. I just can't even imagine. This little baby is so precious, so beautiful. Her mother loves her so much. And I want to see this little baby live healthy because we've given some fresh water to them.
But there is a simple solution for these families, a clean water well. Life Outreach and its mission partners have the experienced teams and necessary equipment ready to drill hundreds of safe, life-giving water wells around the world.
I cannot tell you how happy this scene makes me. I mean, this is what love is all about, the fulfillment of seeing Life Outreach International water well right here so that these children can grow up and have healthy, happy lives. This is good water. Yes, indeed. And we want to do this over and over again. If you've helped us do this, thank you so much. James and Betty, I bet this makes you very, very happy. But the need is still great. Let's do this again and again and again till this is the norm in Zambia and in villages all around the world. Cheers.
You know, these are beautiful children, beautiful families that have come here to contaminated water sources. And with your help, we're giving not only here in Africa help to people, but in countries all over the world where people are dying of diseases from contaminated water. We can drill wells in scores of countries if you would just help drill one well. Maybe you could drill a well or join one or two other people to drill one. But we need every person watching to do your part in helping provide families like this and children like this water sources, non-contaminated water, clean water, in nations throughout the world. And every time we do it, we inspire others to join us. So would you be that source of inspiration and help by making the best gift you can today? You know, as I was asking God to help me know how to say thank you, I picked up Sheila Walsh's book, Praying Women. As I held it here and looked at the beauty and sincerity of this woman's heart and love for God and for others and how much she loves the mission field and boy, you know, the feeding, but the water is just so special to her. And I saw the title, Praying Women. She's encouraging millions of women to pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. For Jesus' prayer in John 17 to be answered, and this is a phenomenal book. But Betty, what I thought of when I saw this is we're being an answer right now to the prayers of praying women.
Yes.
We're an answer to the prayers of mothers, just like we prayed for our girl to keep life. And you would have brought it to her if you could. Don't tell me. You would have traveled all the way across the country, walk in and say, here's Robin's perfect cure, and you would have rejoiced with us. You are answering praying women's prayer, praying mothers all over the third world countries where we plan with your help to drill wells. Thank you so much. We'll be sending you Sheila's book to say thank you for being an answer to praying women's prayer. We love you very much and thank God for you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.